This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Legendary singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle passed away at the age of 92 in Mumbai today. Maharashtra Cultural Affairs Minister Ashish Shelar confirmed the news while speaking to the media outside the hospital. Asha Bhosle's last rites will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park. She was admitted to a private hospital in Mumbai yesterday evening due to a chest infection and exhaustion, as informed by her granddaughter Zanai Bhosle on the social media. Asha Bhosle was widely regarded as one of the greatest vocalists in modern Indian music, with a career spanning several decades. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the time has come for the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit, and the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with the quota for women in place. In a letter to the floor leaders of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha ahead of the 3-day special sitting of Parliament, Mr. Modi also asked all members to come together in one voice to pass the amendments to the Women's Reservation Law. The Women's Reservation Act will ensure an increase in the number of Lok Sabha seats to 816, of which 273 will be reserved for women. The Bharatiya Janata Party has issued a whip to all its MPs in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, directing them to remain present in the House during the upcoming Parliament session from the 16th to the 18th of this month. The party has stated that no leave will be granted during this period. Parliament is scheduled to meet for a 3-day special session from Thursday with focus on the Women's Reservation Amendment Bill. Campaigning for West Bengal Assembly election is picking up with 11 days remaining for the first phase of polling on the 23rd of this month. Top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Kavakhali in Siliguri this afternoon. From Trinamool Congress, senior leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is leading the campaign with several rallies scheduled across East Bardhaman, West Bardhaman and Bankura districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the BJP Karyakartas in Tamil Nadu have exposed the DMK's poor governance in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi congratulated the Tamil Nadu BJP Karyakartas and elaborated on the NDA's developmental vision for the state. Mr. Modi also informed that he will interact with the BJP Karyakartas during the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad program tomorrow evening. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that development can only be called true development when it is inclusive and reaches every section of the society. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while addressing a national event on transforming tribal India through technology and science in New Delhi today. The Vice President emphasized that India's tribal areas present a significant opportunity for green economic development.
India's tribal areas present a significant opportunity for green economical development. The tribal population in the country is significant. We have about 1.4 lakh tribal villages, which houses nearly 9% of the total population of Bharat. I got the opportunity to serve in Jharkhand, Telangana and Maharashtra, where significant population of the state is tribal. These tribal communities possess valuable, sustainable, traditional knowledge and supports biodiversity.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India's patent filings have crossed 1,43,000 in the financial year 2025, with a 30% increase from the previous year. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that over 69% of patents have been filed domestically, led by innovators from Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Maharashtra. He noted that India is the world's sixth largest patent filer, reflecting a confident India set to become a global innovation powerhouse. Moving on to sports, in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans at the Ekana Cricket Stadium this afternoon. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Mumbai Indians will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Wankhede Stadium. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has forecast hot and humid weather conditions over Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karnataka till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.